Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, where we look at the SME sector here and also how it's doing. Now, the changing landscape of Asian businesses in the age of 5G demands businesses in Singapore adopt a zero-trust model and software-defined perimeter architectures to address the resulting security challenges. First things first, though, we might not know about what the challenges are coming due to 5G, so we got some expert help to help us out here. Sudhakar Ramakrishnan is CEO of Pulse Secure, which aims to deliver easy, protected and available access to the data center and cloud. Sudhakar, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the differences in the cybersecurity challenges that SMEs and businesses are facing when 5G comes into play.
As 5G evolves and gets deployed in Singapore like it is being done elsewhere in the world, some of the challenges that both customers and operators face is the fact that in the 5G world, everything and anything is connected to the internet. What that entails is a tremendous amount of flexibility at one level and possibilities, but equally creates a significant challenge from a cybersecurity standpoint because there are no more walled gardens and there are no more translations happening from one language to another language, so to speak.
Suffice to say, much more complex a business's cybersecurity robustness, so to speak.
In some ways, I would say it is simpler because everything is connected to the internet, but equally quite complex from a security standpoint because the threat surface, so to speak, is the entire network. And so that is a open opportunity for any attacker to attack anything. And so therein lies the complexity to your point.
Let's talk money because we're Money FM, right? How much do businesses in Singapore now spend averagely on cybersecurity? Is it effective how they're spending their money?
I would say it is effective in the sense of how they're spending the money.
For now. Yeah.
But as 5G evolves and the overall way people access their applications and devices connect to the internet with the IoT, Internet of Things, and industrial Internet of Things, the way they allocate their spend must change to more unified, more simpler solutions that focus on their productivity at one level, visibility at another level, and make them more compliant. So in other words, the total percentage of spend may not dramatically increase, but the effectiveness of spend must.
Will spending rise, though, with 5G rollout?
Definitely.
You say it's simpler, but actually it doesn't really sound simpler.
Spending actually will rise, and by our studies, it'll rise at healthy double digits.
What? So how will SMEs tackle this? They're known to not maybe have the financial muscle of larger organizations.
If you look at it from an SME standpoint, the way I would characterize it is the amount of money that they spend today on access technologies will reduce and can be simplified. That is the benefit that 5G brings to bear. That also unlocks their potential more effectively. And the savings, so to speak, that they get out of the access technologies, they can spend on becoming more secure and more accessible for their customers as well as their employees.
For some time, when we talked to SMEs, it was about where they were on their digital transformation journey, where they were headed to, and then it may be simpler if it was somebody from ground zero, right? Build systems from the ground up, not thinking about how I can morph my legacy systems to evolve into a better way of cybersecurity, for example. But if we take into consideration of 5G, how much must their systems change as well?
So you use the right word, which is the transformation aspect of it. While digital transformation is a very broad trend, there is transformation happening on a daily basis in every enterprise, regardless of the size of the enterprise. So the shift in spending, as I mentioned, from one type of spend to another type of spend is part of the transformation. Enterprises, be it SMB or large, do not necessarily have to fundamentally change how they deploy. They can leverage things like virtual systems that vendors like us provide, which reduces the hardware cost that is incurred. They can move to cloud-based solutions as well as hybrid solutions to be more cost-effective at one level and more secure at another level as well.
Sudhakar Ramakrishna, CEO of Pulse Secure. We're talking about how businesses need to change the way they look at their cybersecurity once 5G rolls out. Sudhakar, earlier we were talking about digital transformation for SMEs, and now you also talked about in terms of cost when 5G hits, as to choosing, it almost feels like what you should be concentrating on. Are we talking about I might have to give up my automation transformation to then concentrate on cybersecurity because That's obviously more pressing.
I wouldn't necessarily say it in those words. What I meant from a 5G standpoint is that the cost of delivery or cost of connecting to the internet, let's call it that, will greatly reduce for SMEs as 5G rollouts continue to increase, because that is clearly one of the promises of 5G. So the point about cybersecurity spending is the savings that are there from the delivery of 5G can be repurposed into cybersecurity and providing better forms of access to the SME customers.
So if the budget is limited, not all is lost?
Not all is lost. Okay. In fact, in the context of digital transformation, how budget is being spent is also being transformed. And one simple way to think about it is, instead of spending money on plumbing, it is being spent on more value-added capabilities like applications and security.
I always thought plumbing was quite important as well.
Plumbing is absolutely important, but it is being spent commensurate to the value that is being generated.
How long would it take, say, if a small business isn't prepared at this point for 5G rollout, how long will it take to get prepared for the complex security challenges that 5G poses?
Thankfully, most SME customers in this part of the world are very well connected to the internet. So in the context of preparedness, it's not a huge level of preparedness, except that the type of connectivity might change from fiber or cable, for instance, to 5G. So that's not a huge transformation in itself. With that comes all the savings and the optimizations that I mentioned. So in terms of getting prepared, it's not a big change. In terms of accelerating, I would say, their progress in the world of 5G, that requires some level of prep, be it on security, be it on IoT or other forms of access.
How aware do you feel Singapore businesses are that this is coming and there needs to be some change? Might not be massive, but some.
I would say that the general awareness is high. The implications are still being understood in terms of timing, budgets, then the true transformation thereof.
Do they feel as though there's a fire under their behinds that they need to do something, or they still think, oh, you know, it's a ways away, and it's not?
I don't get the sense that
there is
complacency at all. Okay. In fact, we have spoken to many analysts in the region, as well as customers and partners, and there's a very broad and deep awareness of the trend and the significance to their businesses.
So, Dhaka, talk to us about zero trust security model. Give us a definition.
The simplest way I can describe it is networks and customers typically, and to date, have this view of what is outside their network and what's inside their network. And the general and conventional wisdom is anything that's coming from the outside to inside is
bad
or to be secured, and anything that's inside is safe. However, most of the recent breaches, big ones that is, have all started from inside the network, leading to the notion of zero trust, meaning you cannot trust anybody inside or outside,
right,
and instead must establish trust to everyone and everything consistently,
right,
and that is zero trust.
Several years ago, when we talked to security analysts, they would say how security, or cybersecurity anyway, is no longer a moat type situation.
Yes.
It's got to be a dome type situation. With 5G, how does that model change?
It changes with 5G in the context of, as I mentioned earlier, everything is connected to the internet.
So you can't dome yourself up because you do want stuff to come in as well.
The whole idea behind connecting to the internet is access has to be ubiquitous, access has to be easy, which is really what Pulse Secure stands for. Security is about access, as we like to say it. So in that regard, separating something with a walled garden is ineffective at one level and extremely expensive as well, which is why we came up with this notion of software-defined perimeter, where essentially the perimeter of an SME or large enterprise is constantly changing based on the needs at any point in time. And the things that have to be secured are users, devices, networks, and applications consistently. And therein lies the innovation and the benefits that we deliver.
Electrified fence, maybe?
Similar to it, but an invisible electrified fence.
Okay. Also, some business analysts we've talked to have said there are some businesses who just don't want to even digitally transform. So forget spreadsheets, Excel even, we're just talking about Abacus, and I'm doing just fine. Is it possible, you think, for businesses, let's say they're not at that archaic stage, they are somewhat connected to the internet, that they choose to, you know what, I'm really small, I don't really need to sort of secure myself, even with 5G rollout soon.
Is it possible? Yes. Is it practical, especially with the mindset of growth Absolutely not.
Right.
We are in an interconnected world that cannot be stopped or should not be resisted if one is serious about growth.
Mm.
And the challenge and the trick for vendors like us is, how do we enable our customers to achieve that simply and in a cost-effective manner, yeah, without restricting their access?
And Pulse Secure is still quite accessible to smaller businesses.
Absolutely. Pulse Secure's majority of our business comes from SME customers. We are deeply committed to delivering simplicity, which is a key requirement for SME customers, cost-effective solutions through partners that allows us to scale and for customers to have access locally, regardless of where they are located.
Sudhakar Ramakrishna, CEO of Pulse Secure, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.